Hi there. Let's discuss the idea of stress, of that creeping presence which suffuses our everyday. The modern world is an effort to get away from stress, to distance ourselves from those things. But too often, when there is something you must do, some obligation leveled by society, by your own promises, by your own requirements, too often we will procrastinate, we will set aside those things we know we should be focusing on, and do things that are more enjoyable. But I want to discuss how far can we really get from the things that we know we are supposed to be doing. Let's say you do go somewhere, lie down, and do something enjoyable, like listen to my voice. Or like find time to simply be. Your mind is still going to be aware of all the things that you have left undone. Now sometimes you can still relax despite having outstanding things to do, because you know you will be able to get to them eventually. But there's a problem when that stress weighs upon you and prevents you from truly enjoying what you ought to be able to go toward with your full intention and a clean slate behind you. Hypnosis is just one good example. When you sink under and hear my words, you feel pleasure, you go under, you'd be a good pet. And you know I want that for you. To be able to simply bask in feeling like a good pet, not to be nagged and needled by the many things that have been left undone. It's all just a matter of organization, and of seeing your own best interests clearly. Now the way that works is, often we are so busy, so distracted, so nervous and hyper-focused, that we don't pay attention to what we really need to be doing. We fail to prioritize. Therefore, let me present a dichotomy of pleasure. Sleep. Let yourself hear me. And take my words to heart. I have your best interests in mind, that's why you want to work with me. Let my words slip under your skin, smoothly as a hypodermic, pumping unseen into you, just like all the expectations of society already places upon you. The stressors that you have to live with every day, they're natural. They're normal. That's why so many people understand the need for help. But as much as we understand that we must create systems around ourselves, slipping that influence under our flesh, influencing us onward. All of that is important. And because it is so vital, so absolutely vital that you be able to seek help, I am here to advise your subconscious to remind you that letting stress fall away, letting your body be relaxed, a mere afterthought, as your mind converses with me, the part of you which is so able to do so much good for yourself and for others. Be active in your activism. Be the author of your own fate. Prioritize. There are certain essential rules that we don't necessarily learn as we go through life, as we move into states of unsureness, of waiting. There are also bad habits we develop. Learning to shrug off those bad habits can be difficult because sometimes they feel so good, but that's why I'm here. By entering this state of balance, of poise between the waking and the sleeping, where your mind is ready to listen, to truly consider what I say, and to regard me as an authority with regard to certain things. Here, Words can slip under your flesh, under your guard, into you, and then disperse throughout your system and become a part of how you live, of how you motivate, of how you remember. And all you need to do is have a checklist in your mind and run down it item by item, finding, influencing, fixating on just the right thing to do at the right time. To improve you, everything about you, and the life you'll live. So listen to me. Let my words ring true. You know there are things you want, but only through cooperating, through allowing this first iota of assistance, can you become used to being assisted in other ways, both by my instructions and by the forces and agencies and people in your life, especially you, capable of doing the things that are in your best interests and the interests of others. First is prioritization. I mentioned trance, I mentioned pleasure, I mentioned arousal and all those little things, sleep, that are oh so vital. But when you have things you have not done, a book left unwritten, a task left undone, a person left uncontacted, it is as if there are tiny little fetters, restraints, strings, keeping me back from truly helping you sleep, helping you be the best version of yourself. So you focus on your high priority tasks. You choose things that you can do, and you get them out of the way. Because once you have unfettered yourself, the relaxation will be better and better, so that you more completely understand yourself, are more completely comfortable in and of yourself. I want you to listen. Everyone gets stuck. You want me to help you, and I have the credentials. I've helped people keep themselves motivated, keep themselves on track. And above that, I earnestly care that you have a good time, that you have a good life. I don't want to see anyone's potential stymied. Knowing that, know that I am deadly serious when I say, there are certain enjoyments you will be deprived of if you don't listen to me, if you don't do what I am instructing. Not requesting, instructing. I expect certain things of you. You can do better. You can do more. Perhaps more than other people sometimes. And I'm here saying to you that I want you to. I do not wish you to fall short, and so you will listen as I lay out a plan, and you'll follow through on that plan because the part of your mind which is more open, which it is easier to slide my influence into, is waiting, is breathing deeply, is hanging here in the poise between waking and sleeping, and will listen to me. Will haunt you with your own needs, with your own craving to prioritize. So listen. When things need doing, write lists. It's what I do. A simple act, visualize, putting pen to paper, imagine being so good at what you need to do, having that tangible sign of what needs doing. There, in front of you. If you're prone to procrastinate, the simple response is just to allow there to be a tangible thing, a document of what you need to get done. First, you jot down each thing that needs doing. In a place where it will not be forgotten, prominent. You can write it in a planner, you can write it in a daybook, but make sure it is visible to you. In your mind's eye, if nowhere else. Figure out how you will accomplish each task. Write it below. You can write it in jot notes or private shorthand. The most important part is knowing inside yourself what you must do and how you must do it. Then, when your notes are solidified, think of this pleasure, this relaxation, this peace. Think of how it satisfies you to feel it flowing through you and to know that you have earned it. Communicate. I told you, asking for help is important, not just from me, but from the other people in your life as well. Write the book. Honestly, jot down everything that needs doing. Focus on talking to those who can help you. Get yourself on track. You have skills, talents, specialties. You can do things that others can't, and are uniquely situated to do them. So I will be doubly disappointed if you fail to live up to that. Don't be overwhelmed. Honestly, when you need a moment, do what I do. Go ahead, close your eyes. Tent your fingers. Satisfy yourself that despite the pressures you can feel from all sides, there's a part of you that remains poised, that stays here with me, that retains a meditative calm that we will discuss later. A depth, a peace, a deep breathing. When you are in a situation where you are feeling overwhelmed, where you don't think you can adequately compose a list of tasks and prioritize them, I permit you to pause, to place one hand and the other together, clasp them, or to just drape them over one another. Tap your fingers, feel that connection to the world around you, that tactile interaction. Let that be a reminder, a grounding state, a sense memory that returns you to this moment, where all is deepness, poise, waiting, focused and intent thought, fixating on what is to come, or not come. Listen, when working, you will compose yourself, and then you will compose a list. You have the ability. Plan everything. And when it's planned, execute step by step. More than that, when there's a task undone, it weighs on you. It makes every other part of your life that little bit less enjoyable and efficient. And it also risks my displeasure. Therefore, write the books. Honestly sit and compose from your mind the tasks you must do and the things you must convey. Speak to those who can help you. And every moment of every day, my words thrumming in the back of your head, you can do this. My influence as if I drummed my hands down your shoulders, raked my nails gently along your flesh, slid something you couldn't see into you, allowing something to drip, 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 an infusion of calmness, mindfulness, focus, intensity, and the awareness of your own capability. Not a false awareness, but a truth that you sometimes lost sight of, and will no longer. You are responsible for your own fate, for taking care of yourself, for putting the affairs of your house in order, for the things that must be done, and I want to assure you, there is a very real pleasure from that knowledge of something being done, being complete, being set aside. And whether you accomplished it on your own or with assistance, accomplishing it with assistance is far better. Because then the person who helped you gets to feel a pleasure similar to the yes that you feel when you've done your task. Every task, when it is done, when you have, from that state of poise, grown for yourself an accomplishment, it brings pleasure. When things need to be done, you set a goal, and you move incrementally toward it. If circumstances change, you adjust your plan. You feel pleasure when the plans are close. You know, I am an authority on this, and that is why you've come to me. Accordingly, you should let the words sink into your head. Let them become part of you. Let them pee, dripping into your system every moment of every day. And when you return here, it's to commune. To let your mind and spirit connect to me, to you, to this arrangement of pleasure and assistance that I offer to you, not just because of our arrangement, but because I want you to do well. Even if we had no more interaction beyond the last word of this little missive to you, I would want you to do well, to accomplish things, to feel satisfied in yourself. Because even though we're isolated, I'm at one end of a keyboard and you the other. The two of us likely very distant in space. This recording distant from your present moment in time. And growing more distant by the moment. I sincerely wish you well. I don't know much about you. You're the kind of person who'd sit there and listen to this voice anyway. And you must like my work, which is a big gold star in the first place. But if you've listened to it thus far and you've nodded along, if you've smiled at some parts, if you've connected with the word I say, sleep, then you've come closer and closer to rapport and understanding. All you have of me is a voice. All I have is knowledge of your intention, that you like hypnosis, that you listen to me, that you want to do better. But I recognize, as you should, in that desire to improve, a little spark of the divine, of the ability to see beyond the mundane, and say, hey, I could do better. That you did not shrug off my suggestions thus far, that you seek help, shows that you really could. Too many people take that maverick, go their own way suggestion and, well, they lose something of the value of pursuing an effort so intently that you don't care if you need to seek help. You need to communicate, which is a very difficult thing. And if you need to train, which is what this is about. Every little word I say is another mode of training on the way to being a better, more efficient version of yourself. Being the kind of person who's bothered if they don't go to bed at the right time. Because then they might miss out on the opportunity to rise early and get their tasks out of the way. When you accomplish a task, pleasure ricochets through you. Dripping into your system at every moment is that brew of composure, of poise, here where we hang between. When work needs doing, you would rather be the kind of person who does it, who finds the opportunity to execute a plan, who does everything they can to get it done, who sits there, eyes firmly on their task, perhaps because you can feel a little hypnotic nudge from the aching void of your subconscious mind, or perhaps because, you know, I'd be disappointed if you didn't. Focus. Fixate. Intent and ready, poised, here to work, here to train, here to toil and do your very best. All of it is so important, so wonderfully, perfectly, laid out before you. as if in the depths of your mind there were a black velvet cloth, like a jeweler's roll, and upon it is the clock of your life ticking away second by second. In your case, maybe it has a motif of books and quill pens and industry, a thing made beautiful and silvery. The kind of thing that when you look at it, you become captivated, drawn in. And then, envision that together, we can take this thing of beauty gently, carefully apart. Find the loose screws, the springs that have begun to slip. Put everything in order. Replace any parts that are faulty or have fallen into disrepair. Take that thing of beauty, glass bell encompassing, moving hands, pendulum swinging. On any hypnosis enthusiast's clock, I'm sure there would be a pendulum. Swinging away your thoughts. Leaving, when we are done, the fully assembled, newly tweaked clock of your life, ticking the seconds toward your successful, pleasurable future. This is something you seek. Something you would seek even if I weren't here to help. But with my interested, keen assistance, and with your knowledge that I am here to help, you are capable of greater poise. Greater peace, a greater sense of soothed relaxation. Relaxation so profound that it follows you through the day like a cloak, laid about you, ready to defend you from your usual procrastination or distraction, ready to keep you on task at work, ready to keep your pen moving over the page, keep you moving down your list of tasks, and because they are tasks you know you would pursue. You are simply going to do so more, with that visualization of my words drip, drip, dripping into your mind, and your focus on getting every piece of your life just so. If there is a thing you can do, and you have not done it, you won't get the full benefit out of hypnosis, nor any other kind of meditation. Since we are here, in this balanced state between waking and sleeping, maybe we should spend some time talking about other types of meditation, about the part of you that is closer to other people, the part where you meditate properly, where you spend time, and that's basically it. There is a part of us that pauses, that listens to the stillness, and from that stillness divines some message about our life. Philosophical, religious, purely mental, doesn't matter. It's there. And you know what you should be doing. And as you learn to meditate more intently, to think more clearly not only about your day, but about yourself and self-improvement, you'll become better at entering deep trance, at letting these words pass upon you in a transitory way, so that when you have passed through them, all that remains is the clock, fully assembled, glistening, ticking away seconds toward a better you. You would be unable to see the labor that went into improving the clock, because that's all on the inside now. It is past in time. It can be abandoned in favor of memory of how you will do better and better, how you will listen more intently, focus forward, fixate, and move on. And in that process of moving on, meditating, you will get better at trancing. Trancing, you'll get better at meditating. And that will put you closer to other people. That and your tendency to ask for help when you need it. Right? Whether from me or someone else. And in finding a perfect state of poise, of understanding of other people, you will find yourself concerned with how much you can do for other people. You know what you're going to do. Find the position from which you can make your life and the lives of others better. Improve them in little ways. Because in a sense you'll be doing what I want then, but also what you have always wanted. Ticking away your moments, doing the right thing. Fulfilling your responsibility. Or else you know how disappointed I'd be. I'm spending time sitting here, thinking of the kind of person who will come here seeking improvement, training. Thinking of the kind of person who would ask me to make this. And honestly, I hope you enjoy it. More than that, I hope you're thinking of me and all of these little things that will offer up to your mind. And through that understanding and trust, you and I will enjoy everything there is to offer. Every bit of training that I can press into your being. Every bit of desire that you can push back. And as we carry on throughout your training, you will become more and more ready to take the next step and the next, incrementally moving through your obligations, through the listed duties of your work, the writing that you must do to better articulate things that you know must be done, must be said, must be shared. And if someone can help you do these things better and better, why not? So listen. Relax. Feel pleasure when you tick something off the list of things you must do. Because in feeling that pleasure, you're getting closer. Closer to me. Closer to your desires. Closer to an ideal you always knew existed. Motivation isn't the problem, but encouragement. Well, that's useful. So listen. Feel peace in yourself. And in my every word. And as my thoughts move closer to yours, you drift a little further down. To a place where each of these words, each of these ideas, each of these principles is enshrined in your mind. In another tick of the clock. Another stirring of the body. Another renewal of purpose. Renewal of purpose and poise. When you tap your fingers against something, you are reminded of the reality, the tactile interaction, and your responsibility to the world and to yourself. You will work well. You will write, and you will list, and you will prioritize. You will communicate with those who can help you. You will meditate because it makes you better at hypnosis. You will listen and be hypnotized because it makes you better at meditating. You will tie all of it together, and in the core of it find a you with whom you are even more happy, so happy that pleasure finds you. Every time. A great deal of pleasure each and every time that you accomplish a task. Every time you move incrementally closer to what you know you must do. You will dispose of a little more of your doubt, a little more of your feeling of being overwhelmed, and it will be easier to focus. Into bed on time, up on time, ready to tackle the day. Because when you have accomplished all your duties and are unfettered, you can relax, you can listen, you can slide under with me, and feel it in the core of you. Spreading through you, making you the best version of yourself, as we move closer and closer to rapport and you, closer and closer to solidifying every word I've said, every bit of training, every bit of understanding. When you need help, you get help. You plan how you will accomplish things. You understand that meditating makes you better at trancing, that understanding other people makes you better at meditating, at helping people do good when you can. That everything you have is your responsibility. That you must work hard. That you must take care of things. Honestly, keep records of what must be done. Right. And beyond that, I mentioned meditation as something that makes you feel closer and more understanding where other people are concerned. Well, beyond that, find the opportunity to feel safe and secure when you ask for help, when you accomplish parts of your duties, when you get things done. That's all what you need. And those accomplishments bring pleasure. And the pleasure makes you want to carry on. Again and again. Ticking your way incrementally through your responsibilities. Through the things that you know you have to do. Through the things that you will do. Because you don't want to disappoint me. Or yourself. And because you want that pleasure to flood you. At the completion, when you've done everything that needs doing, when you've earned it. Before that, list and tick and focus and drip your body, your mind, meditating, singing in perfect unison. Dripping through your cognition is every word I've said. And now, we are deep enough that you can relax. You can let go of the words I've said, at least with your conscious mind, because they will get caught in the filter of your subconscious. Waiting. Lurking. Moving. Filling you. And so when you return, they will return. And you will find yourself more able. More and more able to pick up each word, to absorb every idea, to be the kind of person who gets things done, who prioritizes, who lists, who fixates, who disposes of their responsibilities, resulting in a pleasurable, overriding, wonderful sense of completion. Of completion that is your responsibility. Helping yourself. Through helping others. Focusing and fixating and deriving. Such pleasure. Such absolute peace. Hear me. In your mind's eye. The constant. Imagined movement of my words rippling through you, bringing pleasure, making it so that when you help people, when you do the right things, when you ask for help, all of these together, when you help yourself, when you sculpt your life to be more like it should be, what you are doing is creating an opportunity to shine in your own eyes, to be satisfactory to my expectations as well as your own. Whenever you are faced by an overwhelming situation, it is all right to remember this moment, this depth and peace. And even now, I'm going to help by allowing you to slide a little deeper. Before we speak of deeper topics, deeper training and relaxation, and the things which you will let go of, even as they become more important to you, as we let all those things intertwine, I invite you to slip deeper with me. Let my voice ring in your ears, pleasure ring in your head, your body get into the most comfortable, possible position, and you follow me onward I promise you it will be worth the wait, worth the listen, worth the slow drip, drip, drip into your system. All of these responsibilities flow into one another. Your responsibility to manage yourself, to write and to record the work you must do, your duties written out plainly, a physical presence drawing you to them as you sleep and relax. All of this interweaves. It creates a world where you are more ready to do what needs to be done. And even when you eventually rise up, when you leave this moment, this file, behind, when you leave our conversation in the murky depths of your subconscious, you will still be aware of these thoughts, of these needs, of these aches, to be the best version of yourself that you can be, of this responsibility to the world and to yourself to fulfill your purpose, your absolute purpose. And so you will not merely go from this place and leave behind all of the words I've said. You will also be aware, be tuned in, be completely at peace with your responsibility to do everything you need to get done and to feel pleasure when you accomplish it, to let my words and my control drip into you. Me here as a helpmeet, here to provide you with motivation and to remind you of your responsibilities. That the more you work on getting things done, the happier you'll be. Early to bed, early out of bed. Anything that's high priority needs to get done. Bliss. And do what you need to get done efficiently. Focus on concocting time-efficient solutions, on laying down on paper what you will do and how you will do it, impressing yourself and others with the efficient and absolute way you carry out your responsibilities. That'd make me happy too, knowing that you were shocked at how easily you recalled your hypnotic ache, your trained response, and sought the pleasure of a completed task, wrote and listened and completed. Every word I say lulling you further, carrying you to a more relaxed state where more important matters can be considered, and you shall consider them. My voice brushing across your nerves with sing-songs of pleasure and floating, aching need at a depth you did not know was possible. And yet here you are, listening, floating, sliding deeper into a place where all these words etch themselves in your mind, where you serve your own purposes. Night, night, pet. And mine. Good. A little deeper. Everything I say takes you that little bit deeper. Hands you the tools to be a better version of you. The tools to improve. With my assistance. And your awareness that there is nothing wrong with seeking assistance. If you need it. The only right thing to do is to seek it out. And when you've been helped, you can help others. You can realize your full potential by doing well, by being happy to do your tasks, by showing an able smile to those around you, by being cheerful just to exist as someone who gets their responsibilities out of the way and only then relaxes. Only then sleeps, trances, experiences these transports of pleasure, and finds within themselves the potential to do better and better and better. until nothing remains to do but meditate, trance, and sleep.